All right, welcome in, everybody. It is the After Show Podcast. It's a Tuesday, July 22nd. Justin, Winnie, and as promised, special guests, Power of Recovery. Not one, but two, Maddie and Damon. Welcome in, boys.
What's up?
What's Hello. Going on?
Yeah, Thanks welcome for having back. Us.
Thanks for coming to our little podcast, you powerful menu.
Wow, that was a lot.
Laying it on thick today. Lay it on thick.
If you notice, she was looking directly at you when she did that.
His last name is Powers, so I feel it comes with the territory.
Get it?
That's what you're going with? You're going with the Powers thing? You're not going with how handsome he is?
I mean, both. It's a 1-2 punch. It's right in your face.
Baldy is an outlet.
Well, let's start right there. Why don't we? Okay, so we asked people to submit questions for this podcast for you and Damon. And there were an overwhelming amount. I do have some questions here, but there were an overwhelming amount of questions about one thing. And that's Winnie's crush on Maddie. She won't admit to.
No.
Now, she's in a committed relationship
now. Yes, I have a boyfriend.
And I'm happily married.
And you're happily married. Yep. So then nothing's going to happen. No. But people sense there's some kind of crush or something.
We have just a nice little rapport between us, I think. Right, Maddie?
Yeah, exactly.
I like being
in the company of Winnie.
And I don't
think makes one of us.
I'm sitting next to her, and I'm just curious if that's where all the blushing and the shit eating grim comes from.
Oh my God,
I'm just curious.
It.
Yeah, see, I can see you right now blushing.
What kind of relationship is she in?
I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, okay. it's serious.
It's boyfriend.
It's a boyfriend.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it was a girlfriend last year.
I just want to be clear.
Yeah,
all right, we don't have to go. That was a dark time.
I just want to be clear.
Yeah, she was gay for 6 months. You know?
That's all right.
But she went back.
Unlike you, Justin, where it was gay for the stay.
Yeah, exactly.
No, never. Yeah. Never.
But actually, speaking of that, let's talk about this since we're talking about, you know, recovery. You guys are all you're in recovery. You all were once drug addicts.
Yep.
Respectfully, Justin told a story publicly that when he was in the depths of his addiction, like rock bottom, he...
Should you pull the plug?
No.
See how she deflects it?
I want to see if this is like even shocking for you guys, because you guys have been through all of it. And he told a story where he was...
I'm getting scared
ready?
For him.
Are you ready for this? Now, he had no money to get high, and he was itching for a high, okay? Uh-huh. So he knew a friend who was engaging in homosexual activities to get money to get high. So it was where a man that was gay would pay the man to pleasure him.
Yeah, he didn't do the sucking. He would get sucked off.
Justin said, I would never do that. Well, fast forward a few weeks later, Justin needed money. So Justin hit up that guy and said, hey, do you have that guy's number? And he's like, oh, I got you. So Justin hits up the gay man that wants to perform sexual acts on him.
$100.
And he set up a time for the man to come to his home and suck his dick.
Whoa. Wow.
And
we
then
can talk like that.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Holy, we're on the we're not on the radio.
Wait, Winnie, finish the story.
Okay. you almost finished it too. But anyways.
Oh, man.
So the guy gets there and Justin goes, get out of here.
Oh my God.
You gotta go. And the guy left.
Okay.
You found $100 right before then is what happened.
A little more context, okay? I did not do it. That's the honest to God's truth. I almost did, but the guy got out of the car, right? And it was like a 1980s Mercedes. And when he got out and started walking, it was dark. It was like 11 o'clock at night. You ever see Seinfeld?
I have.
Okay. You know Newman?
Yep.
The male guy?
Newman.
That's what he looked like.
He looked just like Newman.
Wow.
And so he started walking in front of my house, and there were some bushes there. And once I got a clear view, I panicked. And I started yelling, get out of here, get out of here. And he turned around and ran, got his car, and left. That's honest to God's truth. That's how close
I came. There's a couple things I'd like to talk about real quick here. First of all, I'd like to start with, to answer your question, $20 is $20. So no, it doesn't shock me whatsoever.
Right.
But I'm just curious if it was, you know, maybe a little bit more of a fit guy, you know, maybe look like Maddie or something. Would we be telling a different story right now is all I'm curious about.
There's a chance, yes.
Okay.
So it was just because he was bigger. That you weren't into it.
He just was creepy looking. He
Poor
was creepy.
Maddie. You gotta see Maddie right now. He doesn't know what to do.
Hey, Maddie, you are looking kind of good over there.
Do you not have to worry about me anymore, Matt? You gotta worry about Justin over there. He's a lot closer than I am.
Could I leave him with $200?
But the answer, for you guys, Maddie and Damon.
Yeah.
I don't want you to admit to doing anything.
But what was your real low?
That's a never. Never's turn into yet. But seriously, if you want to go real serious, people have to do that to get off E, which we're laughing and joking and stuff. But when somebody's in that, there's nothing funny about that. Mm-hmm. And people do what they have to do. Me, I've been blessed where that's never happened to me.
Yet.
Yet.
Right.
It could come a day. Unlikely.
Well, unlikely. Hopefully I never pick up.
Right.
You know? So I don't have to do any yets. There's a couple yets still for me. Mm-hmm. A couple people do that and won't do this or do that or won't do that. But in the end, once you clean up and you start doing work on yourself, you have to now look at that and deal with that. And that's the serious part of this disease.
Exactly.
Where, you're out of it. We can laugh, joke, this, that. But right now, somebody's going through dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's waking up this morning. That's what they're going
to
do.
They need 20 bucks.
And they're selling their body.
Selling their body. Yeah. It's a serious, serious thing.
It's a good point.
Somebody's stealing from their grandmother right now.
Yeah.
You know? Somebody's waking up, using it against their will, and doing something that they would never do sober or clean.
Mm-hmm.
Never. You're two different people. It's crazy. And everybody has a different low.
Right.
What I know about rock bottoms and lows, and these two will admit to it, there's always a trap to it.
That's right. Mm.
You think you're there.
And,
and then next week you go, oh, my God. I thought I was low last week. I just did this week.
Right.
It's never ending.
I went to Shinedown this weekend at the Garden, brought my son, first concert.
Yeah.
And so I'm there, and I'm telling my friend that I'm with about a story. When I started working at Kiss 108, I went to my first Jingle Ball, probably 2011, 2012. And I'm backstage, and I'm walking around. I just started there. I didn't really know anybody. And I walk by one of the ushers at the Garden, and he stops me, and he goes, Justin? And I looked, and it was my old probation officer. Okay? And he couldn't believe it, right? So this guy was my probation officer for years, and I had gotten arrested one time, and I was being held on a 60-day hold. So I'm in jail, and I had this girlfriend that I wanted to get out and be with. I was in love, right?
Mm-hmm.
I strung out like a research monkey. But I'm in jail, and I want to get out, and I'm writing letters and calling her. I'm going to come out. We're going to be together. So I write this heartfelt letter to the probation officer, how I'm going to change. I hit rock bottom. This was it. And I show up to court thinking, I'm getting out. So I get to court, and I'm in the bullpen, and they call my name. I stand up. Now, the courtroom's packed with people. And so the probation officer gets up, and he goes, okay, Judge, I just want to read a letter here that Justin sent me. And he starts reading my heartfelt letter out loud. And while he's reading it, right, Winnie, his voice is cracking because he wants to laugh. And then the whole courtroom starts laughing at
God.
Me. Yeah, he like embarrassed me because he was so sick of my shit.
Yeah.
I didn't get out.
That's a rough one, dude.
Yeah.
That is a tough one.
I thought that was my rock bottom. That's why I bring up the story. I was like, this is it. And then it isn't. So.
Yeah, it's like an elevator, man. You can always go down a couple more floors, you know?
Yes.
Those yets, so we like to call them yets because it's yaw eligible, too.
Oh.
I never heard that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've been clean 17 years, and I've never heard
They're
that.
They're so much deeper than you are, Justin.
I wouldn't go that far.
You can get off the elevator on any floor, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's another way.
Mm.
We found another way.
That's right. And, you know, Maddie, obviously, we work closely with you and Power Recovery and Damon. And for people that need help or looking for help for themselves or someone else, they can go where?
Powerofrecovery.org. Damon's
remembered.
I don't remember any of that.
That's pretty easy.
Not for me.
Really?
It's the .org part that throws him off. You
does
it
say
mean?
.com?
A lot of people think it's just the .com. But
now everybody on this podcast is going to think it. I just had it locked down.
.org is actually, you seem more official, like over almost like government.
Do we not look official, Winnie?
You look seriously. So official.
Woo! Take it.
You had hip surgery. How's the hip doing?
New hip.
Yeah, you look good.
I'm like a week away from a limp. No limp.
You weren't limping that
bad. Yeah, you didn't seem like I forgot you got it. Mm. I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I have a cane last
you
time,
did.
Isaiah?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I think he's practically got his dancing shoes on now.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has he been moody, Damon?
I mean,
I feel like that's baseline.
Thank you, because apparently you know him fairly well. I don't think the hip surgery had anything to do with the moody part.
He's got a lot on his plate. He's got a lot on his plate.
It's all love, babe.
He really does. Okay, so you have Power of Recovery, which is a day treatment center in Revere. Okay, and then you have what else?
Right now, up and running is Chelsea's House, Sober Living.
And that's how many houses?
12. I think there's 235 beds, 80 for female. The rest, you do the math for male.
Yep.
We're in Chelsea, Lynn, East Boston, Malden. And we've been doing that, what, 13 years?
Yeah, you started with that.
Yeah, we did that 13 years. And then in Danvis, we have opening up for adolescents, power, adolescent mental health.
In the, is that open or opening?
It's open. It should be open in September.
Okay, can I come?
Power of Hope.
Can I come there?
You do?
Yeah, please. I do.
Yeah, it's for the kids, man.
The children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We hope you do.
Because when I was coming up, you know, I was committed to DYS when I was 14. I was in and out of youth programs. And I just remember, like, all the programs that I was in, although they didn't work for me, it was things that I heard in those programs. The people that came in and spoke, it didn't work, but I heard what they were saying so that later on it kind of all came together. So it's so important to get the message out. Even if they're not ready. We hope that they are.
You never know when it's going
to come. You never know when it's going to come.
Well, can I ask you guys? I know Justin's addiction started when he was legit, like, 14. But with you guys, did it start in your adolescence? Because I feel like that's where a lot of it does start. So if you can get to children, you know.
Mine started, like, 2 years before I was born.
I don't even think he's lying.
I'm
going
to die with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to keep it contained.
Right.
That's it. Everybody starts different.
Yeah.
It's when you start acting out. Damon started with gambling.
Yep.
Mine started with stealing and smoking cigarettes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I want to hear a quick one, Winnie. When I got clean, there was a guy in the meetings that I really looked up to. I heard him speak. He was a very profound speaker. He had, you know, 10-plus years in recovery. And so I would listen to him speak over several meetings. And I was like, wow, this guy's really great. And I would talk to him here and there. I didn't know his story. And then one day he was at a meeting and he told his story. Get this. Never touched a drink of alcohol or drugs until he was in his late 20s.
Wow.
He started smoking weed, which is the only drug he had ever done. He smoked weed for 6 months. His life became completely unmanageable, and he went into recovery and had been clean from just smoking weed for 6 months.
Good for him.
Yeah.
But, Damon, I actually want to ask you because, you know, we talk to the guys a lot about theirs. You were a gambler first?
Yeah.
So did you have an addiction to gambling?
Yeah, yeah. I would say have. it's always a work in progress. But yeah, that was kind of like the first way things showed up for me. Like back when I was a kid, if I might age myself, you could go to the store and you know, get cigarettes and lottery tickets and stuff. It was a neighborhood, small neighborhood store. And when I was a kid, the very first, the thing I remember the most is I found a scratch ticket and it was a winner. Someone had dropped on the ground. It was a $40 winner. And I went to the store and I cashed it and I ran through the entire $40 trying to win more money. It's the most ridiculous thing. We're talking when I was a kid, $40 was, it was, you know, it's like,
he's
a
old.
Kid, yeah, Sorry. It's like a kid finding a C note or something
nowadays.
You know what I mean? And so that was like right away, I should have known.
Yeah.
I should have, the signpost was right there. Like I had found a free $40 on the ground and I flipped it into, you know, being a degenerate. So it's just progressed from there. It was always ways to kind of escape. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So do you stay away from Encore?
Yeah, I try to. I mean, if I'm honest with you, I struggle with it, you know, more than I'd like to. But yeah, I mean, it's been tough. It's Encore being here is like marijuana becoming legal.
Right.
It's the same thing for me. I'm good. I ain't picking up marijuana. I'm pretty confident about that. I have enough. But the gambling has always been something that's like just been there, and I'll put it down for a bit. And you know, but for me, it's like anything else. It's complete abstinence. That's the only, for me, that's my pathway.
Right.
There's many ways for people to you know, battle the addiction and the substance use and find ways around it. But for me, it's complete abstinence.
Well, gambling now is on your phone, you know, with DraftKings and all that. And then you go to any convenience store, grocery store, the scratch tickets, Powerball. So, like, that actually is probably just as tough as alcohol.
Yes.
You know, because it's so accessible.
100%. And it's not really, like, terribly frowned upon, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, just like
everyone
alcohol.
Likes a good scratchy.
That's legal.
Yeah.
It's legal. Yeah. For sure. Maddie, we do have a question here for you and Damon, if you'd take it.
Hey, guys. I have a question for Maddie with Power of Recovery. I've been in an on-again, off-again relationship with a guy that has been sober for 13 years now, but still struggles with emotional regulation. We've been dating for over a year now, but he's lately said that my alcohol and cannabis use is something that's hard for him, although he said that it wasn't a big deal in the beginning. Can you provide any advice for navigating a relationship where one person is sober and the other one isn't?
Yikes.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. At first, I thought they were talking about you. I thought your wife had called in about the emotional regulation. But
she's a saint.
She's a saint.
My wife's a legit saint.
Oh, yeah, she is. I know her. Yeah. So basically, it wasn't an issue in the beginning of the relationship, but now it is an issue later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can speak as a guy who's been in a relationship with someone who I would call a civilian, if you don't mind,
yeah.
Winnie.
Yeah, sure.
For me, I was early on in recovery. I was fine with it. It didn't bother me. I don't know if it would now. It doesn't really. So I think each person's different. But at this point in time, you know, it's impacting that person. So I think it's important in a relationship, if you care about your partner, to really look into that. And you got to make, you know, a informed decision, right? Like, should I say, is it worth it for me to step back? Do I really want to spend my time with this guy and you know, potentially put down the alcohol and the marijuana in this case, and, you know, focus my energy on, you know, living the way he's living.
If I may add, as a civilian, I mean, I like a good edible here and there, but I don't really indulge in drinking. It's never really been my thing. Justin can attest, I'm always his sober buddy at our parties and stuff. And it doesn't bother me. I mean, and I think if this girl really loves this guy,
if she's not an addict, stop.
Like, and because I'm not, right? If I was dating somebody, I'd be like, okay. Like, yeah, I like edibles, but I don't need them. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I get a lot of people in my life. Yeah. That one is in the program and one is a casual drinker.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
It works. If that became a problem, I know these people, that person would just stop.
Mm.
Yeah.
Once you start, if you have to think if you're an alcoholic or not, probably yeah.
Well, her calling in asking, hey, my cannabis use and my alcohol is becoming an issue for him, and you're saying, I got to figure out if he's the problem or I'm the problem, then maybe the alcohol and the weed is the problem.
Once you have to try and put something under control, it's out of control.
Well, that it begs further questions, right?
Right.
Like, is it getting out of control for her and that's why he's concerned?
Or is he being a baby?
Right.
Could be.
Right, because, again, she might be able, if she does it once a week, like, you know. Mm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right. Yeah. It's all right.
The other part of that, too, right, is at the end of the day, maybe, you know what I mean? The other part of the question is, does she love him?
Right.
Like, or is she like, all right, yeah, like this thing's ran its course and the ability. Because listen, at the end of it, I can't do any of that stuff socially. Mm-hmm. And maybe she can, but maybe he's different at this point in time. Right. So how it didn't impact him before it does now. And then she goes, okay, well, yeah, I'm good.
If you're looking at a deeper like relationship, whether it's, you know, getting married, getting engaged, living together, like these are lifestyles. Do you guys share the same lifestyle? Are you okay having two separate lifestyles?
Right.
You know, it comes down to that, really.
It also, like, can't be too much fun when you go out with somebody regularly and they're drinking and you're not, or vice versa. I don't know. I just feel like when you're around people that, you know, smoke and drink, that are normal civilians, if you will, you're on a different plane. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not drinking, you're not smoking weed,
right?
And so you're at different places.
You know what's great, Winnie?
What?
Justin don't know this, and Damon don't know this. When myself and my wife go out to dinner, there's no drinks on the bill.
Right.
Once we bring another couple and they're drinkers, the bill like quadruples.
Of course.
It's
and I'm going,
no.
Oh,
what do you do? Wait, what do you do?
He pays for it.
You pay for it. Yeah.
But it
depends. Or you split it or whatever.
Whatever. However it is, I just look and I'm like, wow. Half the bill is drinks.
It's so true, though. Like, my boyfriend doesn't really drink, and I don't really drink. And I noticed the first few, dates, we each got a drink just to, like, get a drink. And I noticed we were both babysitting the drinks. So, like, the third date, I got, like, a Coke. And then he got, like, a Sprite. And we have never drank again. And I brought it up to him, and he goes, oh, like, a couple years ago, I got really hungover, and I just, like, don't like how I feel. So he was like, I just don't really drink unless, like, he's with the boys. He might have, like, a drink or two. But I just thought it was funny. And we literally are a $50 couple. Like, our bill when we go to eat is, like, $50, $60 because
fantastic.
We're not drinking. Like, right. You know what I mean? But if you drink, that's literally another $40 if you each get a drink.
The only downside to not drinking when you go out, especially with your wife or your girlfriend, is we're in and out. We chew and screw.
Yeah.
Because people drink and it takes a lot of time to hang out. We literally get our food, eat, and then we're out.
Yeah. Actually, the only thing I think about, the thing I think about the most is the waitress. I'm like, oh, she hates us because we're not drinking. The bill ain't getting run up because, you know, we're good tippers, right? Like, you know what I mean? It's standard operating procedure for us. You start and end with 20%. You have to really do something wrong to go any worse.
I always say that,
And, yeah, they get annoyed.
Then you and your bill, like, they know. Like, your bill would be $150, $200 easy for the two of you sitting down.
But, see, I don't really care because I was a server, and it's easier because you're just flipping the table. So, like, it doesn't matter to me. It might be a quick $10 or $20 tip, but you're in and out. You're not going to sit. Like, that to me is better. I'd actually rather that than the people that sit and have two drinks.
On the appetizers.
You what?
I make up for it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, appetizers, desserts. Like, it's all relative. You know? Because those people that drink don't get, they're like, oh, I'm going to have a drink. I'm not going to have a dessert. It's like, all right, shut up.
Is that your I'm going to have a drink voice?
No, but, you know, like, the girl's like, you know, I'll have a liquid dessert. I think I'm going to have espresso martini. All right, then just get the fucking cookie bag.
Whoa!
She was a server.
Tell us how you really feel.
Because you know what? The cookie bitch will literally sit and eat the cookie and leave. Yeah. The espresso martini girl's going to sip on her espresso martini for an hour.
Well, like, she can't leave with it.
But my point is, I want you to chew and screw. Turn the table, bitch. I need more. Like, this table's worth more to me.
What if you dip the cookie in the espresso martini?
I guess they could do that, too. They could do both.
Damon, you're sitting next to somebody that's Winnie, who when she was a server, you know, someone would order a burger and fries, so she'd go get it in the kitchen, and then she would take a fry and eat it on the way to deliver the food.
Well, I mean, it never. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You admitted it on the air. Wait.
Stop. If you can't admit that, he almost admitted to fellatio.
My point was, if I did not touch the fries that were sitting on the plate, I just daintily took one on top, it's like it didn't exist because I didn't touch their food. I just touched the fries.
You would be a good addict. You know that?
Hey, 100%.
You're like, would you take a bite of mashed potatoes?
No,
shit like that?
No.
I didn't even use.
Like calamari, like I take a little one off the top.
That's different than a fry, Winnie.
A fry or calamari. Something that you could just really quick take off.
Would you use their Dunkin' sauce?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm not trash.
Not like the cookie bitch.
No.
More importantly, the espresso martini bitch.
Yeah, no.
Who's worse, the espresso martini bitch or the cookie bitch? Who'd you say?
She already said
the espresso martini bitch.
100%.
The cookie bitch is going to eat her cookie and go home.
Winnie, I identify
with that.
Winnie is the best person to go out to eat with.
Yeah.
Especially when she's not paying.
Yep.
She'll order everything on the menu.
Yep.
It's the best. Mm-hmm. She literally orders everything, right? For the whole table.
Justin, this is what Justin hides behind me, which is what I fucking hate. So we go to as a show, like, you know, couples, friends, whatever. So it's always about probably 8 to 10 of us.
And I have manners.
99.9% of the time, Bill Costa will pay, right? And I know this. Or we'll be comped because
that's my Billy Costa.
Everyone knows Bill, right? So we might go somewhere where they know Bill and they might give us like half the bill for free or whatever. So I always dibble and dabble and think, what would I get? What would I want to get, but I wouldn't pay for? Right?
Hey, Winnie, you can't come out to eat with us.
Yeah.
This is the exact person that Maddie will talk to me about after.
I love you.
Can you believe they grabbed two slices of pizza at the same time?
No, wait.
Eat one first, finish it, and then get the second.
But this is a problem. This is what I hate, is I will just start ordering for the table, some apps, you know, shared stuff. Justin would never do that, but he'll say to me, hey, did you put the apps in yet?
Yeah.
Hey,
do my dirty work.
What are we going to get?
Yeah.
And then he'll say to Jen, Winnie's got it. Like, Winnie's going to take care of it.
We talk about it on the way.
So I'll literally look like the bitch that's just, and then Justin and Jen will start housing whatever comes on the table.
That's a power move. Yeah. You can't fault them for that.
No,
just
I respect it.
That's an addict move. That's us doing what we do.
I know. I respect it, but I also like respect me for putting
I respect,
my
I'm
my
giving you your flowers right now.
Yeah.
You should see it. It's a scene. She's like, I'll take this. I'll take that. I'll take this.
I actually say we will.
Listen, you don't even have to do that with him.
Yeah.
He's solid. Like, he's the best. You go out there and he's like, guys, you want to start with some apps? He does the whole thing for you.
You're my soulmate. 100%. What are you talking about?
When are we going out to dinner?
Justin, here's the best part, right? I've been going out to eat with him for, I don't know, 15 years, whatever it's been. It's been a long time. And anytime I ever go to make an attempt to reach into, he goes, "Oh, what are you going to do? Ruin a perfect record?" Every time he goes, I'm 197 and 0 on meals. Why do you even attempt?
I love you.
It's the best, dude. I still feign the attempt. I got my little alligator arms trying to reach in the
bucket.
I'll be like,
Justin will be like, oh, Bill, you need anything for the bill? And Bill's like, yeah, okay.
Well, you got to offer.
Because then you put the person on the spot.
Yeah,
and then my biggest fear, because it's my biggest pet peeve in a restaurant, is when the bill comes, somebody else grabs it. And then they start doing fucking
math
calculations.
Oh, yeah.
I get all freaked out. And I don't, just get me out of this table. It's freaking me out now.
Yeah.
My second favorite thing is every once in a while, he'll be like, all right, yeah, go ahead. Like, you want to be a tough guy? And then I'll go, okay. And I'll just reach in my pocket and take out one of his company cards. Like, Chelsea Sows, Power Recovery.
This is a business meal.
Yeah, 100%. We talk shop today.
So when are we going out to dinner?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Dude,
am I invited?
Justin, you don't have to tell him twice. He's a foodie for sure.
What's your favorite restaurant?
I don't really have one.
What's your favorite cuisine? Promise you, he's not lying.
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
I swear to God.
I love to eat.
He's not telling one word of a lie.
But
anywhere we go,
like
there's nothing he won't try.
You always go to, you guys. Like one
well,
of your
just
regulars.
Local. I mean, for us, like we're because of where the office, our offices that we spend most of the time, we're in that general area, kind of like that Route 1 area.
Yeah.
So, you know, we visit a lot of those.
Route 1 has a lot.
Yeah, we visit a lot of the same places. But, you know, we'll get the occasional go out, like, you know, maybe, you know, and he does, you know, he's very fortunate. He has an amazing wife that he gets to take out to, and he saves, like, you know, he makes sure he takes her to the nice places and stuff.
And then Damon's like, he's taking me to
Chili's.
Like, yeah.
Five guys, you know what I mean? But I'm good.
He seems a little jealous of your wife.
I'm not. I love her dearly. She's literally a saint. He's not lying. I'm not jealous whatsoever. And I'm better off at Five Guys.
Yeah.
If you came out to eat me, you'd be like, dude, we're at a steakhouse and you're ordering a baked potato because of my diet. I'm a weirdo, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like a 7 year old. I'm worse.
Oh,
than
so you
seven.
Have like, you have like a, you like worse, chicken worse nuggets and fries?
Nope. Basically.
Yeah.
I know. Like my son.
I know.
Minus the chicken nuggets.
So you just like fry. I love a good potato.
Yeah. I'll eat a potato in almost any form
okay,
that you can make.
So
it.
Let's do this. Let's play a game.
Okay.
All right. Ready? Mashed or baked?
Either.
No, you got to pick one.
No,
if
I don't.
If you had a gun to your head,
how about Maddie?
I've been
tell
in a restaurant
say,
where he's ordered both.
Thank you.
No way.
I was just leaning towards him because I was going to say, tell her the truth.
Okay.
I'll get them both.
You're a potato glob.
I'll go to like a serious steakhouse and I'll go baked potato and mashed potato.
And can I start with French fries?
I'll tell you that
the
much.
Double carb.
Yeah, he has
you double carb?
But and then he tells him he's running a race tomorrow.
The justification.
Yeah.
Wait, wow. So, okay.
How many guys in this room have done a 5K?
Never.
Oh, all right.
No.
Well, I guess I got that one checked off.
I got a
hip. I did it years ago.
I got a full hip replacement.
Wait, you did it 5K, what, 20 years ago?
Look at me, girl.
And you're running on that?
Look at this.
Okay, so you're built
and
by
yes,
potatoes.
Yes, because I'm the only one who's done
you're
it.
You're built by potatoes.
100%.
Well, okay, do you like a burger?
No.
Pizza?
Yes. Pizza.
Oh, my God, he's
my,
like Alex Costa.
No, he's my son.
No, but you're, Alex Costa,
And Alec, Billy's son.
Billy's son, Alex.
This. I didn't do this.
Billy's son,
no,
Alex.
I'm good with it. I'm comfortable
sure?
now. I'm
he's
way more comfortable than I used to be.
I used to have to tell people we'd go to like a business dinner.
Yeah.
We'd go and I go, thank God Damon even showed up. He just had dinner with his wife.
He's such a good friend, dude.
Wait, so Capital Grill, what are you ordering?
Do they
baked
have
potato.
Potatoes?
no protein?
None, dude. The only thing I'll eat protein-wise if we get
bacon.
The right place is... Or
like a burger?
I'll order a chicken parm. That's the closest thing.
I like chicken parm.
Yeah,
that's
good.
We don't like burgers.
I won't eat grilled
chicken. Can I just run
either.
Down the fucking menu?
Yeah, please.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Ready?
It starts with P.
Let's start with his breakfast dessert, which is fucking pancakes.
Okay.
His normal breakfast order. Ready? Bagel. 2 cream cheeses, side of bacon well, hash browns, double dipped in the fryer later. There's your breakfast.
Okay.
Let's go to lunch.
Okay.
Okay. Let me
you
have.
Pretty good for that diet.
I'll have a pizza and a french fry.
Okay. Done. Cheese pizza?
Just cheese
yeah.
pizza. Don't put anything fucking green.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing green.
Okay.
Okay. Want to go to dinner?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to dinner. I'll have a chicken palm.
Oh, okay. Man. Here we go.
You have to separate it from the pasta. I can't have the pasta touching the
chicken.
Oh,
he has ARFID. He has ARFID.
Okay.
Abel would be my best friend.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Now, let's throw in a couple. Again, we'll eat a baked potato, a mashed potato. We will eat mashed potatoes mixed with green beans, but they got to be from the can. Okay. And that is your full menu.
Dessert?
He'll eat sweets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wide open for sweets.
He'll eat a cannoli.
Yeah.
Loves the cannoli. Damon loves the cannoli.
Take it easy, dude. This ain't Justin's story. This is mine, dude. My goodness.
Now that, so when you go to a thing and go, you don't eat that? No, that's what he eats. That's all he eats.
Yeah.
And he's content with eating.
I could pay for your meal if that's the case. I'll take you out.
No, 100%.
We're just getting big potatoes.
Yeah, no alcohol on top of that?
Yeah.
I'll bring the power of recovery con if we go with the
Okay, cool. Let's go.
He'll authorize it. Like, you made Winnie pay? What's the matter with you? He can say whatever he wants, but he's 100% like that. How dare you? Like, what are you, nuts?
I love that.
Wow. She's our guest.
Try me. Just try it once and see if I do it.
Can I bring my wife?
Yeah, I think we all go all without wives. Jen,
no, she doesn't show
her
boyfriend.
Well, no, she's got a boyfriend now, not a wife.
I'll bring him.
Remember?
No, she doesn't show him.
I'll bring him.
You're going to bring him.
I will.
Huh?
I will bring him. He's perfect. We don't drink. We're perfect to go.
We don't care how much drunk you get. We just don't drink.
Literally.
I'm saying, but like, it's nice when we're all sober. No, not that one person that's racking the bill with their espresso martinis.
And the cookie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll bring him. I don't hide his face, first of all.
Well, we never met him. We don't even know if he exists.
Yeah, listen, don't worry about it, because you got to see the bill when he goes out with his family.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm sure.
Jeez.
Daddy's got it.
Are you calling him daddy?
My daughter did yesterday.
What? How old is your daughter?
12.
Okay.
12. She goes out with my 19-year-old niece.
Yeah.
They go to Gloucester, Rockport, one of them nice places.
Yeah.
They go to the Black Cow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I love the Black Cow.
Okay. Is that like
a steak
place?
I've never been there. I guess it's very nice.
It's very good. Good burgers.
This just happened last night. And she comes in the house. I'm watching TV. And I go, my niece is only 19. She's a college student. She got a salad. I go, what'd you get me? She goes, a ribeye.
Oh, my God.
I go, what? I go, you can't. No, it wasn't good. I tried to send it back. She's 12.
Oh, my God.
I love her.
I go, what? And then we tried to take it off the bill, but they wouldn't let us. I was like, oh, my God. My wife came home. I go, dude, Mia? She's like, oh, my God.
Oh, dude. My God. That sounds like my niece, Mia. She would do that.
She goes, it was $68, Dad.
Did you eat the ribeye?
I go,
so the 19-year-old paid for
it? Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you send JP? It was JP?
Yeah.
Did you Venmo her after?
Michelle did beforehand, but we only gave him $50
because
we thought it was going to be like, I don't know, you're stopping at McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
Some gas money.
Yeah, ice cream.
Right, the 50 was supposed to cover more than
cover
the meal.
Her.
Oh, you're raising a high-maintenance girl, aren't you?
Oh, horrible.
Yeah.
Well, it's like reverse. Like, Damon has the diet that she normally would have, and she has the 12-year-old diet that Damon should have.
Yeah. Told me once, no, Dad, I don't like filet. It's too dry.
Wow.
I didn't eat a filet until I could buy my own.
I think fillets are pretty juicy if you got them cooked
likes
right.
Ribeye.
I think you're
she
missing the point. We're talking about a 12-year-old who's refusing fillets on the dryness or wetness of, if you will, moistness of the steak.
Okay. You don't even eat steak.
We're talking about my kid.
Yeah.
No, I was looking at Winnie when he did it.
This is what happens when you give your, because I go with the same thing, my kid. Like, this is what happens when you give your kid the life that you never had.
Yeah.
Right? Like, my kid, I brought him to his first concert Saturday, Shinedown at the Garden. Mm-hmm. Went backstage, met the band, VIP on the floor. This weekend, I'm taking him to the Ohtani game in the Red Sox CEO seats.
Oh, wow.
Like, this fucking kid's going to think that,
You're paying for dinner, Justin. I looked at those
tickets. Oh, no. Okay. No. They were free.
They were free.
Billy got them for him. Yeah. Billy got them for him.
Any worse than this basketball season? I tell my 13-year-old son, hey, grab three of your buddies. You can go down the court and shoot around. Nah.
Oh.
I go,
he means on the Celtics court.
Yeah. Players play while they're warming up.
Yeah.
And you could shoot around. Nah, we're good, Dad. Thanks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I identify.
Hey, I almost call like you guys. Guess what we can do?
It's literally his own fault, though. He's taking the kid front row. He said the kid wore Wick's ring at one of the games. Wick seen him and was like, oh, hey, kid, you want to throw the ring on for a picture? So that's like at 11, he's wearing a championship ring
for the
Celtics.
Well, you guys have now taught me to humble my children. You have.
You know what I did?
Yeah.
You know what I did, Winnie? You'll love this. I looked up the prices for the Ohtani tickets.
Ugly.
$1,000?
Like $5,000 total for the two tickets. Yeah, for these seats. So I said to Abel, if you don't behave, if you do anything wrong between now and then, I'm selling the tickets and I'm booking a vacation with your mom and not you.
Oh.
Okay?
So how's he been doing? Not that great, exactly.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, I know.
He's a little.
Well, I mean,
trouble.
The kids do him from the start.
I won't even tell you the joke he got in trouble. He told a joke. I can't even say it on the podcast.
You want to talk about jokes? You can't.
I'll tell you off
the
thing. Yeah, it's
God.
I'll tell you. Yeah,
Maddox
it's
loves telling those kind
of
jokes.
It really is.
No, he'll be fine. He's a good kid.
Them tickets. I looked last night.
Nuts.
Said, well, everybody. I want to take the family to a Red Sox game.
Yeah.
Not against the Dodgers.
Yeah, I asked Billy. I said, anything you can do? He goes, yeah, I'll get you the tickets. He calls me. And he said that Nesson called him and said, do you know how much these tickets are?
Oh, man.
And Billy goes, make it happen. So he made it happen.
Wow. So, Billy's a stand-up guy. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Everyone's making it happen for you right now, aren't
wow.
they?
Yeah, don't be jealous.
I'm not.
Jealous, Winnie.
No, I don't have any desire to go to a Red Sox game. I just want a hot dog.
Well, Colin.
See, I only want to go to Fenway for the Frank. I don't give a shit about the game.
We'll end with this. Okay. Went to a Red Sox game with Winnie a couple of years ago. We're on Lansdowne Street. She goes, all I want is a hot dog.
Yeah.
Just like she did, okay?
Yeah.
She goes up to the vendor, right? Finds a guy, gets the hot dog, takes a bite.
No, she didn't even eat it.
She didn't like the way it looked.
It was
and
like
she goes,
pink.
I'm bringing it back for a refund. I go, do not go back to that guy. She goes back. The guy gives her a fucking, you know, Lansdowne Street, hot dog vendor, gives her an attitude. She takes the money. You got the money back, right?
I did.
She got the money back and then walked directly across the street to the guy across and bought a hot dog off the other.
Better hot dog.
Right in front of the guy.
Yeah. Because the hot dog was like a pale, weird color. I don't even think it was even cooked. I wasn't eating. I wasn't putting that in my mouth. I put a lot of things in my mouth, but I'm not putting that in my mouth.
Oh, man, yeah. We're ending it on a high note.
I can't stop it.
Hey, we're ending on a high note.
Pull the plug, Justin.
Yeah.
It's going to go bad.
Maddie and Damon, we're here to record some commercials.
Yeah.
But, guys, if you're struggling and you don't want to have a hot dog, at, you know, like Justin almost did, you should make sure you hit them up at Power of Recovery.
Just shut off our microphone there. See the power of that? You can just shut it right off.
You know what they call that? Circle and back, Justin.
That was actually really good radio.
That's good radio.
Yeah,
100%.
So powerrecovery.org if you or someone you know is struggling with addiction.
Atta girl.
Yeah, wow.
I didn't eat the hot dog. I almost ate the hot dog.
You almost had your hot dog eaten. Okay.
So in other words, they're not all the same.
Apparently not.
Not enough. So yes, like Winnie said, powerrecovery.org if you or someone you love needs help. powerofrecovery.org. Is there a phone number, Damon? I'm not asking you, Maddie.
No, that's definitely my job. 781-629-4609. Again, 781-629-4609.
Social media, too, Avi. That's a good way to
get we're everywhere. Insta, Facebook. Tara's going to tell us right now.
I'm actually worried about this coming out. Should we cancel this?
Don't be a Billy.
Relax.
That's what Billy does. Billy Costa. I'll come on your after show. We come on. And he's like, am I going to get canceled for this?
Yeah.
Can we publish this?
If anything, me and Justin will get canceled and not you. Because you guys are doing great work. And I know we're joking around, but it's a serious subject. So we like to put some levity to it. But we all know someone. You guys have all struggled. I've known people in my life that struggle with addiction. So, you know, it's really important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's my most important thing that I do.
Well, without that, we don't have anything else.
That's right.
We definitely don't have the steak dinners on you.
Okay?
I don't want that money going to the drugs. Seriously. I want it going to my steak.
100%.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Winnie, we'll buy you steak. We'll collectively throw in and buy a steak.
Steak and a potato and mash for Damon.
You like the apps. We're going out to eat.
I love an app.
Hey, just to be clear, too, I can't have any, like, your blood from your steak. I can't have nothing near my mash.
You have to go. You know what?
No, there's a condition for that. It's a condition.
Besides being like an addict, he has like a disease with the brain about food.
Yeah, it's called ARFID. It's called ARFID. There's a name for it.
When we go into our regular restaurants, I sit them at the kids' table. Wow. We sit at the adults' table.
Wow.
And then we just eat.
That's a lot.
You really are a cheap dude.
Well, your 12-year-old sits with the adults.
Yeah.
And then Damon sits with the kids.
Literally.
You know what I mean?
I bet you his bill costs about $20 if you take him out to eat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We could talk all day. This is this has been a fun time.
I know. We really could.
And Winnie, are you still blushing? Are you still blushing?
Literally.
I've always had red rosy cheeks.
Sure.
It's not just that.
She loves you.
Yeah.
Well, I love you.
I love you back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Let's go. I got to go.
PowerRecovery.org.
Bye.
We appreciate you guys.